obviously the big house adds a lot of energy. We're excited to go play, but I think more than the venue, we're just excited to go play again and get better, you know, coming off a tough one. So it'll be good.
You consider yourself a morning person?
Yeah, I don't mind the morning schedule. Tuesday mornings are sometimes rough coming around that, off that Monday night practice, but it was a good one today.
What about playing in the morning like you'll do?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about practice. No, yeah, I like it. I hate when we sit around and sit in the hotel all day. So I like to get up and play, and I think it'll be good.
Talking about practice today, Papinga said that it was a little different for you guys as far as wrapping up and really going in like a real game situation. Can you just talk about that?
Yeah, obviously everyone knows there's been a big issue with tackling. In Coach Mendenhall's words, he calls this week a bloodbath, and that's kind of what practice was. It's probably one of the most physical practices I've had since I've been here. Wrapping up and bringing, you know, the scout guys down to the ground, not just wrapping up. And so there's an emphasis on tackling, and hopefully we'll be able to get better with that this week.
Would you rather practice that way?
I feel like, you know, the linemen, I feel like it's the same either way. You know what I mean? You don't really go to the ground. But as far as everyone else, I think it helps. It's kind of hard to keep guys healthy, but there's a need for that right now.
As far as the defensive line situation heading into Michigan, not optimal with Travis. Mm-hmm. What are you guys' feelings about going in there and playing a real rush over?
Yeah, so we definitely miss Travis, especially a week like this. You know, he's a huge run threat. There are going to be some adjustments and just get a rotation going. I think they might use Bronson out at outside linebacker a little bit to help with size out there, and so I think we're just going to have two groups of three and rotate and do our best. So. I mean, they're good. They're big. They want to run the ball, so we'll just have to do our best.
At this point, what are the biggest improvements you want to see in the defensive line?
I would say coming off last game, there weren't many times where the ball ran in our gap. But I would just say a release or get off the block and then make a play. You know, it's not that we're not doing our job. It's just that there's a little more we could do to make the play, and so we'd like to see that this week.
You guys have had three real emotional games. Does that kind of ever catch up to a guy, or are you guys young enough that you just bounce back?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes it does. You know, you're like, oh my gosh, these ones are all to the end. You know, can we have a regular game? But I think it's exciting. You know, you'd rather play those games than play, you know, games that you're going to blow out and not play half the game. And so I think we look forward to it, playing matchups where it's going to be exciting like that until the end. And it is hard in the week. You know, it is hard to keep your energy up, but we're trying. So.
BYU's got, got like five teams that are ranked this fall, nationally ranked. Do you notice any different kind of buzz on campus or hype just regarding the whole sports program in general as opposed to years past?
Yeah, I would just say I've never seen the excitement in the student body like it is this year. You know, pregame for the home game we had and the excitement just around campus for things, just sports in general. I felt like the excitement's been there for, you know, football or basketball, but not for everything, and that's been pretty cool to see.